Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Thursday, May 7th, 2009. We're Stephen and Brooksine Weber. Our ministry is Daily Encouragement Net, and today, again, we want to encourage you. Today is a national day of prayer in the United States, and thus today's message will have that focus, and we encourage you to find value in the message regardless of where you may live. The message is titled, Let Us Pray. The scripture text is a familiar passage to many of us from 2 Chronicles 7, verse 14.
If my people, who are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and heal their land.
Today is the National Day of Prayer here in the United States of America. Now we know our encouragement messages goes out to believers in many different countries, so we try to write for the spiritual edification of all true believers, regardless of where you may live. We are unaware of other countries that might have official national days of prayer as we have here in America. However, I genuinely believe this is a very important day here in the country where God has providentially ordained that I was born in and should live out my life.
Well, the truth is America is in deep trouble. Although there is an active remnant of true believers, the vast majority of our population gives little or no attention to God. Our government and court systems increasingly pass laws and policies that will surely lead to persecution for the believers. Our arts and entertainment industry is a cesspool of immorality. Broken marriages and troubled households abound, and in recent years a massive effort is being made to drastically redefine what constitutes marriage. Violence fills the land. Our educational system has been very successful at breaking down the moral constraints. Stephen and I see this brokenness firsthand in our ministry, to the workplace, and in our pastoral ministry as well. But it's evident to anyone who turns on the news or reads a newspaper. I believe one of the greatest evidences of this escalating trouble is spiritual blindness.
Well, we have often pondered the daily verse, and we both committed it to memory many years ago, probably back in Bible college. It will surely be quoted in many prayer services today. It is initially expressed as a condition and promise to Solomon during a time of great personal and national consecration as the temple is being dedicated approximately 3,000 years ago. I believe there is an element to this promise that is very unique to Israel as a nation, who as a national people were called by God's name.
The phrase, my people, in the daily verse, in its initial application applied to these people and this specific land. Thus, we feel there is interpretive error when we view our specific country, wherever we live, as God's land in the same sense as that spoken of in the initial promise. True believers foundationally hold heavenly citizenship and not national.
Well, having said that, we do believe there is still great application in the conditions and promises in this verse today. There's surely a sense that my people today refers to the redeemed in Christ who live all throughout the world. Well, God requires in this verse, 2 Chronicles 7, verse 14, four conditions from his people.
He requires that they, number one, humble themselves, secondly, pray, thirdly, seek my face, and fourthly, turn from their wicked ways.
And then there are three wonderful promises that are blessings for God's people in this same verse.
And he promises, one, then will I hear from heaven, secondly, and will forgive their sin, and thirdly, and will heal their land.
As God's people, we are indeed called to humble ourselves, to pray, to seek his face, and to turn from our wicked ways. Wherever we may live, let those of us who love God apply these conditions. The eternal, unchanging God is still speaking and hearing from heaven, forgiving sin, extending his healing touch to all who look to him. regardless of what happens to America or to the land where you live, His promise to those who earnestly seek Him is always bright and good. Today's prayer that Brooksine will read is not one that she has written as she normally does each day, but is rather the one posted on the National Day of Prayer website, the National Day of Prayer for 2009, which is a real blessing as she reads it. But we want to make it clear that we did not write this prayer, but we indeed pray it from our hearts today and invite you to join us. Let us pray.
Father in heaven, we lift our eyes toward your throne, where you reign in righteousness. Your word assures us that when your people cry out in sincerity and humility, you will never turn a deaf ear to us. We call upon you now, seeking your forgiveness and favor. Look over this fevered landscape and heal us, Lord. Drop knees to the floor and raise eyes to the sky, for we know where our help comes from. Unite these states again in devotion to you and blur every dividing line. Do not give us over to our sins. Give us instead over to passionate prayer that moves your heart. May your unfailing love rest upon us, O Lord, even as we put our hope in you. In the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. That's a nicely written prayer. We're thankful for the opportunity today to realize that there are millions that have not yet bowed the knee to the Baals of our time, and that we'll earnestly be praying today. Well, we are Stephen and Brooksine Weber. Again, this is our message for May 7th, Thursday, 2009. Our website is dailyencouragement.net, and as we often point out, these messages are also posted on the website each day, and of course many of you receive them as an email through a free email subscription as well. Well, we do have a number of additional resources and thoughts on the site today. We have a beautiful photo today from our friend Doris High of a rose-breasted grosbeak. Is that how you say it? Grosbeak. And I'll link also to some other photos that Doris has taken of these beautiful birds. I have a couple songs today. One we especially want to highlight is titled, If My People Pray. It's from the Integrity Scripture Memory Series. It's actually simply 2 Chronicles 7:14. And you can click on a link and it will open up and play for you. And it's a great way to memorize that scripture, although I believe both of us had that scripture memorized before we heard this song. And actually, that was due to an older song that I was not able to find today by Jimmy and Carol Owens, as we recall. A little story about my search for it, though, and further evidence of how far our country has slid. When I went to YouTube and found an advertisement for just a terrible movie prominently displayed on the YouTube site, just trying to find this song. Well, another random thought we have today is we rejoice that Brooksine has fully recovered from her broken ankle. It was 1 year ago today that she fell while out on a country walk, both of us, and sort of stumbled over our dog and broke her ankle very severely, requiring surgery and so forth. It was a difficult time the next several months particularly, but today I've got a nice picture of her standing as she works on the computer. At this point, we tend to have her upstairs in the kitchen. She likes to work up there. We can still communicate due to the networking in her home. She's had a full recovery, although we notice, as we're told, that often when you break something and the combination of aging, there's some arthritis that sets in, and she certainly dealt with that. Well, we also have a couple of other notes today that we invite you to go to our site to read, and we just want to encourage you today. And if you're, well, whether you're listening to this the 7th of May or not, we encourage you to pray. Continue to pray. Indeed, a national day of prayer or a special day of prayer is a good thing. But, of course, always calling out on the name of the Lord is the right thing to do. Have a blessed day and continue to faithfully serve and follow Christ.